The seats are still pretty much filled up after the Exodus. All right, this morning we'll continue with the book of 1 Corinthians, and we have reached chapter 9.
今天的经文取自哥林多前书第九章。
Allow me to read it once again in English, and 看华文的请看投影。 Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus, our Lord? Are you not my workmanship in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife? As do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord, like Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serve as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit? Or who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? Do I say these things on human authority? Do not the law say the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the ox when it treads out the grain. Is it for oxen that God is concerned? Does he not certainly speak on our sake? It was for our sake, because the plowman should plow in hope and the thresher thresh in hope of sharing in the crop. If we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share the rightful claims on you, do not we even more? Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who are employed in the temple services get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing these things to secure any provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground or for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not on my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? Then in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I become as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those who are under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in his blessings. Well, the passage that we read last week ended, concluded with these words.
那上星期的经文呢, 就讲到,
therefore, if food make my brother stumble, I will never eat meat lest I stumble. I will never eat meat lest I make any brother stumble.
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
Now we remember, Paul was writing this in response to the Corinthian Christian.
那保罗呢是在写这个是给这些哥林多基督徒的。
To those Christians in that church who had no qualms eating meat associated with pagan worship, remember?
那是对于那些, 毫无疑虑吃着这个和异教有关的肉,
even if they do so might stumble somebody, they have no qualms eating it.
那即使这会使他人在信仰上呢绊倒，他们也是照吃。
Now Paul, you see from this verse, is totally unlike the ones that he has written to.
那保罗呢，他就和他写这封信的对象完全不一样。
He was instead ready to give up eating meat altogether.
他愿意永远不吃肉。
So that none would be stumbled.
免得叫弟兄跌倒。
I mean, in such a declaration, we see a Christian who is sacrificial and selfless.
那我们在保罗的宣言中呢，就看见了一个愿意牺牲还有无私的基督徒。
Although some of us may also find him a little bit too extreme and radical.
可能我们也会认为他有点这个太激进或者极端。
And after this verse, Paul continues to write.
那保罗就继续写道。
And he wrote this.
他写,
Am I not free?
我不是自由的吗?
And am I not an apostle?
我不是使徒吗?
Have I not seen Jesus our Lord?
我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗?
Are you not my workmanship in the Lord?
你们不是我在主里面所做之工吗?
Why are there so many I and my that pops up so suddenly?
那为什么忽然会有那么多的我还有我的?
Enough to make one imagine a person who is self-seeking.
那多到会让人认为呢，这个作者是一个很自我的人。
Very much out of sync with the Paul that we see from just one verse before.
那就和之前的这个保罗完全不同。
What's going on here?
那这里发生了什么事?
Now, if you remember what we said last week, Paul is now into the second part of his three-part response to a question.
那保罗呢，现在是来到了他这个有三部分的这个回应的第二部分。
The question, as we mentioned, is should Christian eat meat associated with pagan worship?
那这个问题呢，就是有关基督是基督徒是否应该去吃和异教有关的这个肉。
And do we still remember who were the primary audience that Paul is writing to?
那我们还记得保罗是他的听众是谁吗?
The strong, of course.
那就是那些强者。
The ones who are rich and educated, and maybe add one more to the list, powerful.
那就是那些富有，然后博学，甚至是有权的人。
Now, we have to say that it is truly a blessing for churches to have members who are rich, educated, and powerful.
那教会有这些富有、博学以及有权的人呢的这些教徒呢，的确是种福。
Churches of all ages has gotten many things in order because of these individuals.
那自古以来的教会呢，他们就是因为有这类型的人而获益许多。
But as with many things,
但就有如很多东西，
such as money and power,
就如金钱还有权力，
it can work for the good.
这可能是一件好事。
Or otherwise.
也可能是一件坏事。
In Paul's case, it would have been great if the rich, educated, and powerful were also people that were sacrificial and selfless.
那对于保罗来说呢， 如果这些富有、然后博学以及有权的人， 他们也愿意自我牺牲以及无私的话， 这就会是一件大好事。
But as we know, that wasn't the case in the Church of Corinth.
可是我们就知道在哥林多教会里呢， 并非如此。
The strong we mentioned last week were instead inward-looking and self-seeking.
那我们上个星期就说过，这些强者呢，他们很自我追求。
They were converts, of course they were converts.
那他们是新的基督徒。
But not every aspect of their life has undergone transformation.
但他们还没有完全的改造自己的这个生活。
And one such area will be the way that they view friendships.
那其中一方面呢，就是他们如何看待友情。
Now, back in Paul's days,
那就在保罗的时代，
it was not uncommon for friendship to be viewed as something transactional.
那将友情看成是一件交易呢，其实是挺普遍的。
Even today, at times it's so.
那就算是今天也有时候也是如此。
But research of cultural practices in the first century Greco-Roman world has told us this.
那研究就显示，在第一世纪的这个希腊罗马文化中，
that people in those days, especially the rich and the powerful,
那在当时那些有钱有势的人呢?
They will give money and gifts in order to gain favor and gain friends.
那他们往往就会就是送这些金钱、礼物，甚至是这些恩惠呢，以来得到朋友。
And those who receive this money and give, they know it very well, there's no free lunch.
那收到这些礼物的人呢，他们也都很清楚的知道，没有所谓的免费的午餐。
There's no such thing as a free lunch, and they who receive this gift is expected to give something back either sooner or later.
那他们迟早呢，就也得回礼。
Either in material things, through material things, or some form of services.
那无论是在物质上，或者是某种服务。
Now Paul would never allow himself to be tied down to such obligation and constraints.
那保罗呢，他就绝不允许自己呢，被这些义务或者这些约束而捆绑。
Paul is compelled to speak up for the weak.
那他觉得他应该为这些弱者伸冤。
Against the strong.
那就是对于这些强者。
He is compelled to push the rich, educated, and powerful to be more and more godly.
他觉得他应该将这些富有、博学以及有权的人呢，变得更加的虔诚。
He is compelled to share the gospel with just anyone.
他要向任何人去分享福音。
Whether the rich, educated, and powerful are happy to see those guys worshiping their church or not, no matter. He is prepared to share the gospel with anyone.
那不管这些强者呢，他们是否乐意见到这些人在教会里崇拜，他不管，他就是要去和他们分享这福音。
And so when the rich or the strong, they wanted to reimburse Paul for his pastoral work.
那因此呢，当这些强者他们要为保罗的这些这个牧工做出这补偿的时候
，He says no way.
他就说不需要。
He needed to be free to do all that he's compelled to do.
那他必须毫无顾忌的去做他应该做的。
And Paul is in fact super adamant and charged up in this matter.
那保罗对于这一点呢，非常的坚决。
We would not be able to see in our English and even Chinese translation of the Bible.
那我们在这个中英文这个翻译的圣经中无法看到这一点。
Because they smoothened out verse 15 to make it more readable.
因为他们为了使这个第十五节比较容易读解。
But the second part of the verse in the original language goes something like this.
其实可是呢，但这节的第二段呢，的原文其实是说到
Paul wrote, "I would rather die than."
他说我宁愿死。
And then the sentence, if you see the original literal translation, it just broke off all of a sudden.
然后这句子呢，就中途的中断了。
It's like when Paul was writing this, he was so charged up that he had an adrenaline rush.
那就是似乎是保罗在写的时候呢，他就很激动。
Then he realized, that's too much drama.
然后他就发现自己太激动了。
And then he put his pen down.
那他就停了下来。
Haven't taken a breath.
深呼吸。
Pause for a moment and then he started a new sentence.
然后他再开始了新的一个句子。
I said, well, no one shall invalidate my ground for glorifying.
那他就写到也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。
That's how much Paul feel for the gospel to write in such a manner.
那保罗他对于福音呢，就是有如此强烈的感受。
But in the real world,
但在现实生活中
you and I know that a deep love for the gospel 不够用。
那你我都知道呢，对于福音有如此深刻的爱，其实是不足够的。
Because in the real world, it's a place where not everybody does everything with pure motives.
那因为在现实生活中呢，不是每个人他做每一件事都带着这个纯粹的动机。
In Paul's case, he would also need courage, determination, and clear thinking on top of a deep love for the gospel.
那对于保罗来说呢，除了他对福音的这个爱，他也需要勇气、决心，还有这个很清晰的这个思考。
Because to reject the offer made by the strong, he is to not give them face.
因为如果他拒绝这些强者的提议呢，就是不给他们面子。
And has actually greatly offended the rich and the powerful.
并且就是得罪了这些人。
In other words, Paul has invited himself into a hot button situation.
那换言之呢，保罗他就是将自己处于一个很棘手的状况。
The rich and powerful begin to turn against him.
那些有权势的呢，就反对他。
They question his legitimacy as an apostle.
他们质疑他是否是个使徒。
They argue that true spiritual leaders would not have taken up low status occupation like tent making.
他们就说呢，真正的这些教会的领袖呢，是不会接受这些卑微的职务，就如建造帐篷。
And the true apostles would have been able to make a firm stand on the matter of eating meat, but Paul didn't.
而真正的这个使徒呢，他会对于这吃肉持有这个坚决的立场，可是保罗却没有。
So they concluded that Paul may not be a legitimate apostle at all.
所以他们就结论保罗或许根本就不是一个使徒。
Paul invited himself in a hot button situation.
保罗就将自己处于一个很棘手的状况。
But we may ask, Pastor Enoch.
那我们或许会问国成牧师
，If they were attacking him, then why did they even bother to write to him for opinion？
那如果他们在攻击他呢？他们又为什么要写信问他问题呢
？This is just my guesswork.、
这只是我自己的猜测。
That for all you know, writing to Paul may be the last chance that these guys are giving him to see if he will finally told the lie。
那他们写信给这个保罗，或许就是给他最后的机会，看他是否会遵守他们的规则。
Now we asked earlier why Paul suddenly began to sound so self-seeking once he crossed over from chapter 8 to chapter 9.
那我们之前就说到为什么保罗从第八章到第九章忽然间变得很自我追求。
I think we are ready to answer the question.
我们现在就来回答这问题。
Paul is trying to kill two birds with one stone.
保罗他其实在尝试一石二鸟。
First, when he's faced with the situation,
那首先呢，当他面对这个情况
，He was trying to put up a strong case for the legitimacy of his apostleship.
那他就在为他自己这个使徒的身份呢，提出这个强有力的理由。
His intention was to make clear that he has all the rights, just like the other co-workers.
好，然后他就打算表示呢，他就和其他的同工一样的有着的这些权利。
But the point that he really wanted to put across is that he has chosen not to exerciseany of these rights for the sake of the gospel.
但是呢，他真正要表达的就是，他为了别人着想呢，他就选择不行使这些权利。
More candidly, this right I have, that right I have, this right I also have, but I am not using any of them. Do you know something like that?
他要说的就是，其实我有这样的权利，这一些权利，可是我却不要去使用。
That's the first one. The second one is that he hopes that the strong would also see that they are to do the same if they really consider themselves as evangelical Christians.
那第二呢，他就是希望这些强者都能了解，那他们如果真的是信福音的这些基督徒，他们就该做保罗所做的。
What Paul doing is this, is to live life that reflect gospel priorities.
那就是过着以福音为优先的这个生活。
That's what Paul is doing and he's urging Christian to do likewise.
那这就是保罗所在做的，而他也在催促这些基督徒也像他一样。
Now I believe to live life that reflects gospel priorities is what we have been trying, what we have been working on.
那我相信我们也在尝试过着这个以传福音为优先的这个生活。
But,
可是
and a big but,
很大的可是
but to forego our rights is really difficult.
可是要放弃我们的这些权利呢，其实是非常困难的。
And it only gets more difficult in our world where life is lived in more and more consumeristic fashion.
那尤其是当我们呢过着这个很注重消费的这个生活。
And so how can we do better at foregoing our rights for the sake of the gospel?
那我们该如何为了这个福音而舍弃我们的权利呢
？Let's see if this idea might work.
来看看这
or might help us
办法是否能帮助我们。
Someone suggests that we see ourselves as agency instead of an agent.
那有人就提议呢，我们把与其把自己看成是个代理人，不如就看成自己是这个代理机构。
Agency for the gospel instead of an agent of the gospel.
福音的代理机构，而不是福音的代理人。
I know I'm speaking Greek, so let's see if we can understand this with an example.
那我们就举例来说明。
We try using family service center as an example.
那我们就来说一说这个家庭服务中心。
Now we see them all over Singapore, don't we?
那我们在新加坡到处都可见。
If we were to view ourselves as an agent,
那如果我们把自己当成这个代理人
，maybe a social worker or a counselor in these service centers，
或许是在这家庭中心里的社工或者辅导员
，what would we be focusing on？
我们将注重什么呢
？Helping the people and supporting them in terms of physical and emotional needs, right？
那我们会帮助人们，然后在他们的物质或者精神上支持他们。
But we would also be thinking about our work performances and also our personal upgrading, won't we？
可是我们也会去想到自己的这个工作表现以及自我提升。
But if we are to imagine ourselves as not an agent but an agency，
但如果我们想象自己是这个代理机构
，imagine ourselves as a family center，
就是这个家庭服务中心。
Yeah， I know it's a bit strange to imagine something like that， but let's try。
是有点奇怪，可是我们来尝试一下。
If we are a family center, what would our focus be?
那如果我们是这个家庭服务中心呢，我们会注重什么呢？
Family service center are agency recognized by the government.
那家庭服务中心呢，是受着政府承认的代理机构。
They exist in order to help the community.
他们的存在就是为了帮助这社群里的人民。
They exist to perform that very role.
他们的存在就只是为了这个角色。
And very much just that.
也就是如此。
Yes, there are still organizational improvement, blah blah blah, but it's very much just that.
那他们还是会在机构上要有进步，可是他们主要的原因就是要帮助着社群中的人民。
Yes, they exist to be the role as a helper to the community.
就是为了要帮助这些人。
So if we are able or we are willing to see ourselves as agencies of the gospel.
那因此呢，如果我们愿意把自己看成这个是这个福音的代理机构
，and that our life is to be lived pointing to the gospel, that's our role.
那我们的角色就是要过着就指向神的生活
，and life is very much just like that.
那生活就如此。
Then I think forgoing our rights will be less difficult.
那要放弃我们的权利呢，就比较容易了。
Because the purpose is clear.
因为我们的角色很清晰。
Agree?
你同意吗？
And living life that reflect gospel priority would also become more, how starts to look more possible if you're willing to see yourself as an agency with a specific role.
那过着以这传福音为优先的生活呢，也会看起来就比较简单，比较做得到。
Should we try this out together?
我们可以尝试这样做吗？
Now, back to Paul.
那回到保罗。
Let us see to what degree Paul reckoned himself as an agency of the gospel.
那让我们来看看他是如何将自己当成是这个福音代理机构。
In verse 19 to 22.
在第十九至二十二节。
He says that to the Jews he became as a Jew.
他说向犹太人他就做犹太人。
To those under the law he became as one under the law.
向律法以下的人，他做律法以下的人。
To those outside the law, he became as one outside the law.
向没有律法的人，他就做没有律法的人。
And to the weak, he is even willing to become the weak, a weak.
那向软弱的人呢，他就做这个软弱的人。
Now all this tells us that Paul as an agency was really flexible and adaptable, all for the sake of the gospel.
那这一切就告诉我们呢，身为这个代理机构，保罗他为了这福音，他就愿意就是灵活以及去适应。
But there's something that's really worth us taking note here.
可是这里有非常值得我们去注意的。
Let's look again at the first phrase that's bold in the PowerPoint slide.
就来看一看这个第一节这个粗体的。
He says to the Jew, I became as a Jew.
向犹太人，我就做犹太人。
Hey, wait a minute.
等一等。
Is Paul a Singaporean?
保罗是新加坡人吗？
Is he a Chinese?
他是华人吗？
He's a Jew.
他不就是犹太人？
How can he say that he becoming a Jew to the Jews?
他怎能说自己是向犹太人而成为犹太人呢？
What do we think he's saying here?
他究竟是在说什么？
I think when he says this, he's telling us that nothing is ever the same again once he becomes a Christian.
那保罗其实是要告诉我们呢，自从他成了基督徒，那一切都不同了。
That in Christ, he is now truly free.
那在基督里呢，他真正的自由了。
He's no longer bounded by the Jewish cultures and customs.
那他不再被这些犹太的这个传统以及习俗捆绑。
But yet, he would gladly join the Jews to do what they do for the sake of gospel to win some of them.
可是为了这福音呢，他就愿意成为犹太人，做他们所做的。
So in Christ, Paul's primary identity is no longer Paul the Jew.
那在基督里呢，他的身份不再是犹太人保罗。
Not even Paul the Apostle.
甚至连使徒保罗也不是。
He's Paul the agency for the gospel.
他是福音的代理机构保罗。
And we say this not only based on what he writes here, but also from other letters that he has written.
那不只从这篇经文所看，能看出，而是他写过的其他的信。
Paul wrote from the prison to the Christian in the city of to the Philippian Christians.
那保罗写信给这个腓立比人。
And in chapter 1, he affirms those who preach the gospel out of love and those who preach out of selfish ambition.
那在第一章呢，他就肯定那些出于爱而传福音的人，还有那些为了自私的志向而传福音的。
Hear this.
你听到吗？
Paul simply rejoiced that Christ is proclaimed.
那他纯粹因为基督被赞扬而欢喜。
Why?
为什么？
Because he's an agency.
因为他是个代理机构。
The purpose is Christ proclaimed, and he's happy as long as that purpose is accomplished.
那只要基督他被赞扬呢，他就开心了。
And then in the first two chapters of letter to the Galatians.
然后在加拉太书第二章
，Paul recorded for us that he picked a fight with Peter of all people.
那保罗他就记载到他和彼得的这个争议。
Peter, the most looked up to of apostles.
那彼得就是这些使徒们最崇拜的。
Why did he fight with Peter?
他为什么和他起争议呢？
Because Peter was not willing to eat with the Gentiles once the Jews visited the city of Galatia.
因为当这些犹太人呢到访这加利太城市的时候，彼得他就不愿和这些异教徒共进餐。
To Paul, Peter has deviated from being an agency.
那对于保罗来说呢，彼得他就是舍弃了这个代理机构的职责。
Because he has closed his doors towards the Gentiles.
因为他就是对这些异教徒他们对他们闭门。
And Paul would not let things carry on in such a manner.
而保罗他就无法让事情继续下去。
Because in the eyes of one who is an agency of the gospel.
因为在福音代理机构的这个眼里
，No one is to be seen as an outsider.
没有人是外人。
And it can only be so.
就应当如此。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because an agency would point to the one has called him into service.
因为代理机构呢，他们就他应该指向那个要他来服务的人。
And this one who called, he himself considered no one as an outsider.
那这个人呢，他就不把任何人当外人。
He ate with those who were marginalized.
那 他和这些被边缘化的人呢共进食。
Those who were infectious and outcasts, he touched them with his bare hands.
那他用双手去触摸那些被遗弃的。
He spoke the will of God, the will and the grace of God to the masses.
那他就是传达这个神的旨意。
And we know that in the masses there are the righteous, the unrighteous, and the semi-righteous. He goes to all of them.
那在这些人民当中呢，就有负正义的，没有正义的，或者是只有点正义的。
And so, in the eyes of one who is an agency of the gospel, nobody is an outsider.
那在福音代理机构的眼中呢，是没有人是外人。
Now, such a thought led me to reflect on our bilingual service.
那这一点就让我对于我们的这个双语崇拜来做出反省。
Let's ask ourselves again this morning.
让我们今天早上再来问一问自己
What's the purpose for this service to exist?
那我们有这个崇拜是为了什么
To be able to sing songs in two languages
那是为了以两种语言来唱圣歌吗
To hear sermons preached twice over in two different languages
为了能以两种语言来重复的听讲道吗
Now there must be better way, friends, to use our time than to spend extra 20 to 52 minutes per year in hearing repetitions, right?
那与其一年呢，就多花这个二十乘五十二分钟来听着重复，我们应该有更好的方法来善用我们的时间。
This service.
那这个崇拜。
Proclaim Jesus in English and in Mandarin.
就以英语和华语来赞扬耶稣。
And anyone who knows either of these two languages can come here and know Jesus.
那任何懂得其中一种语言的，都能来认识。耶稣
But one thing tends to get in the way.
可是就有一件事呢，总会碍事。
If we are very at home with one language, for example, English.
那如果我们就是很习惯用一种语言，比如英语。
We tend to be less ready to welcome and befriend Chinese-speaking folks.
我们就会比较不愿意去欢迎或者去和这些讲华语的朋友交朋友。
And this thing goes vice versa, right?
反之亦然。
But friends, ours is a bilingual service.
可是我们要记得，我们这是个双语崇拜。
To me, this service that we are in,
那对于我来说呢，我们这个崇拜
is born to reach out to more than those who speak the language that we are at home with.
是为了让我们接触到和我们讲不同语言的人。
The question now may be this.
那现在的问题是
，Do we concur with Paul?
我们是否同意保罗说的
？That we are agencies of the gospel.
我们是福音的代理机构。
People who would view no one as an outsider.
我们不将任何人当外人。
But would instead be willing to be all things to all men.
而是愿意为所有的人去做任何事。
So that the gospel may take root and bear fruit in their lives.
那好让福音呢能在他们的生活中就是扎根然后结果实。
If so,
如果如此
I believe this service will fulfill its purpose to a much greater extent sooner than not.
那我相信这崇拜呢就很快就会达成它的意义。
Now I need to go back to Paul for one last time this morning.
那我现在必须回到保罗所写的。
Now, Paul not only consider his primary identity to be an agency of the gospel.
那保罗他不只将自己当成是这个福音的代理机构。
But he also says in verse 18 that his reward is to offer the gospel free of charge.
在第十八节中，他也说到他的赏赐就是让人不花钱得福音。
Honestly, this verse has really made me scratch head for a long time.
那我真的想了很久，他为何如此的说
？Now, true enough, there is joy in sharing the gospel and seeing someone coming to Christ. Yes, that's true.
那的确去分享这个福音以及看到有人向基督是充满喜悦的。
And yes, we shouldn't expect anything in return when we share with others.
那当我们和别人分享的时候呢，我们不应该想要得到回报。
And yes, again, to offer his gospel free of charge, that fits very well with his argument against the strong.
而免费这传福音呢，也很符合他对这个强者的这些争论。
But with all these reasons, I still ask why.
但我还是问为什么。
Why did he write this?
他为什么这样写到呢？
Something that make him look so aloof.
听起来好像他很清高似的。
Now, I think I know why as I'm struggling.To prepare for this morning's sharing.
那我在准备今天的分享的时候，我就终于知道为什么。
Paul sees something that many of us may not see, including myself.
那保罗他就看见我们许多人呢，或许看不见的某件事。
And that something is the reason for him to be such a happy agency for the gospel.
那这件事呢，就让他如此开心，当着福音的代理机构。
That something that Paul sees is put into a long paragraph, 1500 years later, by the reformer John Calvin.
那这件事也在1500年后被这约翰卡尔文写下。
And I would like to share with us this morning.
那我就今天早上就想和大家分享。
And my hope for sharing this long paragraph, the longest I've ever put on the PowerPoint.
那这就是我有史以来写的最长的一段。
Is that if we can see what Paul and Calvin sees?
就是如果我们能看见这件事
，we will also be happy and active agency for the gospel.
那我们也能成为这个快乐以及活跃的福音代理机构。
Next slide, please, from Calvin. He says that if we seek salvation, we are taught by the very name of Jesus that it is of Him.
我们若寻求救恩，基督之名本身教导我们，这救恩出于他。
If we seek other gifts of the Spirit, they will be found in His anointing.
若我们寻求圣灵任何的赐，恩赐，他们也都来自基督的高牧。
If we seek strength, it lies in His dominion.
我们若寻求力量，这力量乃在基督的管辖中。
If purity in His conception.
若求圣洁。这在他的感孕中。
If gentleness, it appears in his birth.
若寻求温柔，这在他的诞生中。
If we seek redemption, it lies in his passion.
若寻求救赎，这在他的受难中。
If acquittal, in his condemnation.
若寻求释放，这在他的定罪中。
If remission of the curse, in his cross.
若寻求除神的咒诅。这在于他的十字架。
If satisfaction in his sacrifice,
若寻求赎罪，这在于他的献祭。
If purification in his blood,
若求洁净，这在于他的宝血。
If reconciliation in his descent into hell,
若求和好，这在于他降在阴间。
if mortification of the flesh in his tomb.
若求治死肉体，这在于他的坟墓。
If newness of life in his resurrection.
若求新生命，这在于他的复活。
If immortality in the same.
若求永生，也在于他的复活。
If inheritance of the heavenly kingdom in his entrance into kingdom into heaven.
若求天国的基业，这在于他的升天。
If protection, if security, if abundant supply of all blessings in his kingdom.
若求庇护、平安及一切丰盛的福分，这在于他的国度。
If untouched.If untroubled experience of judgment in his power, in the power given to him to judge.
若求在审判中淡然无惧，这在于父交给他和我们共同审判的权柄。
Can we all read the rest together? 1, 2, 3. In short, sin's rich store of every kind of good abound in him. Let us drink and fill from the fountain and from no other.
总之，既然在他里面充满各式各样的美善，我们就当唯独饮这泉源的宝珠。
Hey friends, Paul wasn't being aloof.
那保罗他不是清高。
He was just being perceptive.
他只是知道。
And to know that all of life and goodness is in Jesus.
他只是知道一切的美好都在于基督。
That he, in preaching the gospel, he himself has this much.
而他在传达这个福音的时候，他就有这一切。
And that's why he's so gung-ho to offend anybody, throw away whatsoever, to be an agency of the gospel.
因此，他不害怕去得罪任何人，而他就是要成为这个福音的代理机构。
And would this be enough for you and I, friends, to be happy and active agencies of the gospel?
那这是否足以使我们要成为福音的快乐和活跃的代理机构吗？
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, this morning we come back to you. And as we read Calvin, Lord, I pray that the eyes of our heart will be opened once again to see that much that we might have missed.That we might have seen in time past, but forgotten. That which we are still doubting if it's true, and to believe it. Lord, help us see once again how big, how great, how wondrous the grace that's actually been poured into us in the blood.In the life, in the sacrifice of Jesus, and help us respond to you in a rightful manner. We need help, and we look to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, let's now respond.